Sitka Democratic Representative Jonathan Crace Tompkins sponsored House Bill 7. His legislative intern, Alicia Norton, testified on the bill's behalf in front of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee.
HB 7 is a ballot selfie bill, which would allow a person to take a photo with their marked ballot and post it online. It's currently illegal in Alaska to do it, but it's not a heavily enforced law. And it's just changing some language.
Crace Tompkins' sponsor statement for the bill says ballot selfies have become a common way to express support for a candidate, a cause, or the act of voting itself. State law prohibits anyone within 200 feet of a polling place trying to persuade another person to vote a certain way, and also prohibits a voter from showing their ballot to an election official or any other person. Norton testified that she didn't know of a case in Alaska where that law has been enforced. The law change is supported by the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska. The State of Alaska Department of Law's Libby Bacalar testified she didn't see any legal or constitutional problems with the bill.
I do know it's been a longstanding issue for the Division of Elections. We get calls every election about the ballot selfie issue, and I think it's the division's position that this would clarify those questions and give the voting public confidence that taking a ballot selfie is, a protected First Amendment right, as it's been interpreted in the cases that have come out so far, and that there isn't going to be a penalty under existing law for doing that. The statutes were drafted in 1960, obviously, a long time before selfies were in the picture.
Many other states have had similar prohibitions on the books, but those laws are facing changes around the country. Some have been struck down in court challenges. Bacalar explained the thinking behind the prohibition on a public display.
The idea behind the initial legislation back in 1960 was to prevent the waving around of one's voted ballot in order to politically influence other voters who had not yet cast a ballot.
Crace Tompkins' bill has attracted bipartisan support. Committee member and Kotzebue Democrat Dean Westlake liked the idea for encouraging people to vote.
This is a great vehicle for trying to get people to go vote. Seeing that, and you know, there's a lot of hero worship with younger versus older kids. When they start to see their heroes going out to the polls, they see these things out there in social media. Perhaps the response will be people like me that are super voters that show up to every voting thing. And I think this is a very positive thing.
The bill was moved out of the Community and Regional Affairs Committee. It's a second stop in the House. Up next, it heads on to the House Rules Committee. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.